This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we're going down the list. I say, key art is great. Key art is really working for me.
Check.
Joe is amazing, and like all the promo Joe is doing is incredible.
Check that off. So that's perfect.
And so like we're good. It's like
I
Thursday.
Feel a butt coming.
It's like Thursday morning, and I'm like, let's cut out for like Memorial Day. I feel like we're good here.
Let's start remembering now.
And then Alex is like, obviously like everything is amazing, and like I'm so excited about this project, but
Now why did I know I was going to hear that word in this story?
But the movie is, he's like, and he like is like quiet for a long time, and we're all like, what? And he's like,
just spit it out.
The movie is called, and I'm like, please finish.
Yeah, tell me what the movie
is,
because I'm waiting for it.
Called Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and what?
Go on. Yes, I knew that actually. I'm working on
the movie. He's like, well, it's just August. The movie comes out in August. Movie comes out August 5th.
I knew that too. It's one day after my birthday, so yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. It's like, yes, we know all this. And he's like, well, just like Easter is like a completely different time. Do we want to release this?
Alex, that's what's fucking cool about it.
Yes.
Like, that's punk rock.
Yes.
We're going to put out Easter Sunday, what, on Easter? Honk shoe.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Yes.
I hope you handed his ass to him, man.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, honestly, this has been such a long time coming, but thank you for like finally giving me the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And leave.
To just
slowly. I want everyone to be able to like watch you leave and just like be able to imprint this moment of like you finally, the end of Alex.
This is what it looks like when a loser gets what he deserves, finally. That's fucking awesome, man. I'm glad you fired his ass. What?
I did sort of want Wardell like peeking up from like under the key, like on the billboard or whatever. Like he's peeking up. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. That would have been the final missing piece for me. We can't keep talking about this, man. We got the dude, Jonathan Early. You know, and for me, hang on, I'm working on some kind of, and yeah, you must be sick of these, John, but there's some sort of play of like, we should have had you back on a long time ago.
We'll do it too early.
Yeah. We'll do it.
We'll do it at the end.
We usually do that at the end.
Do you mind doing after I go?
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll
do
release John.
Thank
we'll get
you.
John. And I think we only have him for 10 more minutes, but we'll release John when he is done, which I think is fast approaching. What we'll do is we'll spend a little time kind of fine tuning that, because there's definitely something good.
Something there.
John, doing all this TV and the special and doing Would It Kill You to Laugh, the special,
and it is special to me.
And he has a podcast in like somewhere in there still. You know,
what do you mean?
And we still don't have like the podcast yet. Like,
and
it's
we still haven't landed on the exact right idea for what John's podcast will be.
And it, but if, it's
and,
like,
and I'm talking like there's only
around
one
in there somewhere, yeah. You know.
And when the floodgates open, once he does one, I got a feeling there's more than there's one.
We haven't even seen the podcast yet, right?
That my friend has a few podcasts locked away, and we just have to find the key.
I wake up every morning, not every morning, but like a lot of mornings, I'll just like be salivating like so hard that it wakes me up. Like the glands are like kind of shooting a little, like kind of very like targeted little.
It's like getting a cup of water dumped on your face.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause yes. You're sort of sleeping like that. And then
it's coming right
out
back down.
And then I'll be like, yeah. Oh, like, why is this happening? And it's, it maybe today is the day that John did
drooling.
Like an unannounced release of
a podcast,
whatever it is, whatever.
I have a few episodes banked.
They're banked.
Yeah.
Banksy here.
Yeah. okay. But I also like, I'm giving myself the time to like figure it out and add like, because I want to let the form like kind of reveal itself to me, and I don't want to like, I'm not trying to push it into any like, I don't. Is this Earwolf?
Thank you for asking. No.
Okay.
Well, today. Today's just, no. Like today's
no.
When
please.
Does this come out,
it's,
Kevin?
There's no hard feelings at all from either side. It's actually been an incredible, amicable split, and the relationship was great, and the post relationship has been, I think, even better.
So
in some
much
ways.
Better.
Yes,
it's been so much better.
Yes, because Earwolf. It's funny, brings back memory. Like the first time we did it, it was Earwolf. Is why you think that? I think.
Right.
And it's not anymore.
Oh,
when does this come out, Kevin? I just don't want to be like it's not Earwolf. You know, like
oh
10
yeah,
hours.
It could be Earwolf again. Earwolf, 10 hours.
It comes out in 10 hours. Yeah. So yeah. Like you know,
10 hours. Okay.
I'm always hearing from people that are still over there. Not like I don't talk to them directly, but from people that like are kind of like friends with them. Then they're like they're always like we gotta you
get
know?
Them back.
We got
they're
not
wanting-
that, but like we gotta.
Not saying get them back in those words, but going like those
we
guys.
We gotta
you know?
Do like some kind of new show.
Yeah,
and something
so it's
has
like,
to
well,
happen.
We already did one, so seems like pretty obvious that we could.
Everything old is new again. Yeah,
is
so
this
we're
forever,
thinking it
dog?
Might happen
again?
No,
like
no,
I don't.
We hate to put a label on what it's not because it could be anything.
What
you know,
is
it could be forever I, dog or yeah.
Yeah. I heard
Headgum. I know you like Headgum, and we're definitely talking to them. We're not.
I was thinking
know, we're not
before
taking
we
that
did
off
this.
The
I
table.
Was like, I would love to have something going with Headgum.
Yeah.
Before we record with John, so we can like tell John like who would be so excited
just for that like, for you to be the first person.
Yes.
We you know that we do talk to about it being Headgum. It's not. It's currently not.
So who is it with? I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, this is, you know, it's such a funny.
It's like that.
It's,
and I know you don't have a show yet, but even asking that is like it demonstrates
you don't do that, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's like fully not really.
No, it's not like
landscape.
It's bad to ask. It's like, oh, don't ask that. It's like it just demonstrates a lack of understanding of like
that you don't,
how any of this works. Yeah.
It's a relief to me to hear that yours are banked and that you're not that you are still finding it because you as talented as you are, John, you don't know the landscape necessarily.
No, I don't.
Because it's evolving. Like it's been so even just this past week or so, it's been so much upheaval and so much, you know. And we're actually talking to possibly just have this be plugged into the middle of a Dax Shepard episode and just see if anybody even knows.
Like an interstitial.
Yeah. They won't.
That it's just, we're seeing if that would be really fucking
my
good
podcast is, it's completely, it's queer owned.
It's completely queer owned?
It's completely queer owned.
So even the... Yeah, even the RSS
from the top down.
So,
yeah.
But it sounds like any thoughts to like having any diversity at all? or
well,
like,
it's queer. I mean, it's
okay, but diversity is like different, like difference, and like generally, yes. What we want is like different voices in here. And so when you have a queer owned, straight owned, like
I'm gay.
What's up?
I'm gay.
Okay.
I didn't even hear that.
We've got, yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't even hear you say
it's
that.
So, yeah, at you this know what point. I mean? Yeah, yeah.
It's like like a Westworld robot is just like, what is that, you know?
And Kevin, can you come check my headphones or re-recording? Because I haven't heard anything for minutes.
Can I, have you talked to, so it's on Peacock.
Yes. Yes. Would It Kill You Laugh? Mm-hmm. Not the podcast.
The
not
special.
The podcast.
Would It Kill You Laugh? The special is on Peacock.
Yeah.
I'm on this thing all the time.
Peacock?
Yes. And
I'm surfing the Peacock mm-hmm. all the
I'm like,
time.
What? I'm like,
every feather I want to experience of this beautiful bird.
I'm like,
are you on it right now?
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm looking at it.
Because a lot of it, the ads up top.
I have it in a really tiny window just in the corner, just over like where what your drink right now has the Peacock interface on it. And
do
I
you
love
know
the way it you search
Maxwell,
it.
Who does like
the
main
singer?
Menu. No, he's not
the R&B singer.
He can sing, doesn't sing R&B. He does like main menu, so he doesn't like program the main menu or whatever, but he like picks sort
graphics.
Of like no, more like categories, like sort of picking what goes where.
Like amplifying queer voices.
I want to talk to him for you because I want to get you. So I'm looking through some of these categories. I'm looking through So Quotable. Oh. I'm looking through Squad Goals.
Oh, no.
I'm looking through Drama Kings and Queens.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking we have to.
Is there a single one of these categories that you shouldn't be number one in?
I'm looking through unapologetically themselves.
No.
And I'm thinking, I got
which is,
talk
if
to
I
Maxwell.
Recall, you pitched that category.
No,
like, the
no.
last time we spoke, you said, you said, mark my words, this will be a category on the Peacock homepage.
Yeah.
By the time that calendar turns.
No, I fucking went to bat for that.
I don't know.
And by the way, it's all I want.
I think it's
and now it's all
goals.
I want.
I think it's Squad Goals. Nash Bridges is leading Squad Goals right now. I think like
well, that
how can
they,
it be Squad
they
Goals?
Could use
how can
the
it be Squad Goals
within Squad Goals?
How can it be Squad Goals when it's quotable as fucking all get out and they're unapologetically themselves?
Yeah,
and this is why I think we need a mashup. It's time for a mashup. Get girl talk in here.
Oh my god!
Girl we gotta talk. Combine these categories.
Girl talk.
Get
I,
DJ
this,
Danger
but this is why
Mouse
our special
over here.
Is true. This is why our special is truly intersectional.
Because it doesn't actually
because
nestle comfortably into any of
exactly.
those categories.
Exactly.
That's a great, but that's Maxwell's challenge to bear, yeah. And I have a lot of confidence in.
He's sweet.
Being able to manage that. He is so sweet. Actually, no. I actually don't find him to be sweet at all.
No, he's
got a real edge to him. Yeah. When I've dealt with him, he's got a...
Yeah.
There's a chip on his shoulder or something.
We want to talk about Cades, of course.
No.
I mean...
Oh, we really...
What?
Please.
We'd like to talk about Cades.
We really would like to. We kind of have to, actually.
Okay. That's a lot of what we had for the show.
And okay. We couldn't get, I mean, like, you were so much more just kind of like bookable. I mean, like, we could not get her.
Kate was.
Yeah.
We rescheduled. I remember, I'm like remembering an email chain of rescheduling due to my schedule.
I mean, you're one reschedule. I mean, like, Kate is like.
What
Kevin, walk us through like the Kate experience, as you say.
I said, "Hi, John and Kate. Congrats on your special. I don't know if it's you guys. I like to start with the compliment." And then Kate said, "I'm afraid I'm not around, but I love the boys so much."
She's not that, around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what in this like content? The show is exclusively on Zoom.
She kept it vague.
She is not.
It's funny hearing
she is
Kevin
not
laugh at recounting her email.
Yeah.
Like Kevin, like as Kevin just reads back the email, Kate's cracking him up. Just him saying what she wrote.
Yeah.
My Zoom text support.
She really
was
makes him laugh.
And do you want to share, Kevin, the experience you had? Speaking of Kate, like absolutely cracking everyone's shit up. Do you want to share your experience from, was it yesterday?
Last night.
So
off and around between midnight and 1 a.m.
You're not correcting me. That is yesterday, but go ahead. Okay.
Off and around midnight and 1 a.m. is when I reach out to Zoom.
So today.
Tech support.
Today.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess today.
Right. Okay. So then say that.
Today.
So today I reached out to Zoom's tech support about a little bug that I've noticed. And they have made corrections in the past. So I said, you know, why not keep this streak going? So they asked for some screenshots because I'm having issues when screen sharing, and I screenshotted a photo of Kate on the Today Show when I was.
You want to share the?
Do I
like,
have to?
Speaking
sorry,
of
do I have
screen
to be
sharing
here for this part,
do you want to just like?
I just,
share?
I know this. I yeah. know this story already. Do I have to be around for this?
I was
part
saying, do you just want to like show the screenshot of
sure,
your
that I sent
exchange
you guys.
With the Zoom customer service. I
that would be
that
better
one.
For me. It's
that's
faster.
Definitely the one I would be asking for is one I've already seen. Okay.
So there's
he sent a
couple
screenshot.
Of-
I'll do it. He sent a screenshot of Kate making like kind of the fate, like the Kate face. Like you can't see it if you're listening, but it's the one that's kind of like,
Yeah.
And the customer service person responded, nice photo. Kevin responded, ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
And then they respond like it is still the same related to screen sharing. And then they said, "I'm sorry, but I can't help myself laughing at it."
I love that personal touch.
Just the still image,
yeah.
of Kate
can move nations.
Yes,
yeah.
And well,
Kevin's
not
got this flirty like, energy that yes. makes these people open up. To
yeah,
him, you
yeah.
know, like he does.
Why do you
always
think I'm
sort
fucking
of
here?
Yes.
He always starts with these like sort of stories about his day
yeah.
when
yeah.
he's dealing with tech support, and it kind of makes them feel like they can be themselves.
Yeah.
But the Kate piece I thought was interesting. That was sort of a new layer to it.
That is interesting.
So she's been really out here like staying very busy, obviously. And she did this appearance, we'll just talk about like she did today.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what?
You didn't know that she did the Today Show.
No, I knew. Sorry.
The Today Show?
I just needed to.
Oh, you did know that.
I knew. I yeah. needed clarification due to audio.
Okay. It's
but I knew she did the Today Show.
Okay. It's okay.
So
if
when
you didn't...
I when Hayes.
There is a delay on the audio. Okay.
There is a slight
but he
delay.
Says what?
Hayes, okay. Please let me finish. Please okay. let me finish. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's not lost on me. It's not lost on me that you're cis.
It's not lost on you?
It's not lost on me that you're cis.
Okay.
What were you talking about?
Hayes won't let you forget.
But you're cis. Are you also you're also cis?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Or I mean
I can't hear you guys.
It's not even.
I can't hear a fucking thing. I'm just so pumped about this Today Show thing and what I thought could be fun, because you guys do a lot of stuff together.
We do.
You
we
do a lot of stuff together.
Yes, contractually
but you're
we
doing
have to.
This. You're doing this without Kate. You were available for this. She apparently was available for a Today Show, much bigger. You either were busy or were not invited, and we don't, you know, but we thought, you know,
or
because we have
yeah.
you here, or didn't even know about it.
Yeah,
possibly didn't even know
about
it.
I guess you say that you did know, but
no, I knew.
Yeah,
I just was. It was yeah.
That you're saying that you did know.
I just think with everything that's going on, I was just like,
you were just thinking it's not with everything that's going, like, it's just not like the time to be doing something like this.
Yes. I totally and this was kind of, you know what I mean?
When I saw that she was doing it, I was kind of like, wow, like, was this like recorded before all this stuff or something? Like, no. Did we not know everything that
yeah,
was happening?
Yeah.
And I'll say,
so she did know. So she did know everything that was happening.
Well, I will say, to Kate's credit, she can't read.
Wow.
So it's some, there are times in, you know, our collaboration where, mm-hmm. you know, she is literally not seeing the same kind of information that I'm seeing. She's not getting the tweets. She's not, know, sometimes I go, why did you let her go on a national platform? Like, what's that? Like, I don't want to just point the finger at her. Because why would I have let her do that? Uh-huh. And also, you know, selfishly, it reflects on me. By virtue of us being collaborators.
Yeah.
And such as.
And so, like, is it your, I guess it's not your response. She has people for this, I assume. But, like, as she's illiterate, are you sharing the news with her as it's happening?
Do you have a meeting with her every now and then?
Or is she, like, do you hear, like, okay, Kate's going on today, and you know, like, all this stuff is happening, but you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, let her do this. Or did you not know about the show that she was doing it? But you say that you did know.
I knew.
Okay.
I knew it was happening. The offer came through to me.
She got an op, like, a straight up. She was.
Yeah.
Wow. She got.
Yeah. Paid. She got an offer. We both got offered to do the show. I did a quick scan of the news. I said, I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay.
Smart.
She was almost feral at the opportunity to be on TV. I mean, in a way that actually scared me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I, you know, I look back at it now, and what was this, like, 3 weeks ago?
Wow.
Yeah.
I look back on it. I look back on it now and I go, what the fuck is your problem, John?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But John, can I say, and this is to credit you.
Yeah.
I think part of you may have been afraid as you describe her reaction. And I wonder if this was in the back of your mind, you were scared that if you told her what was in the news and she still went on, what does that mean about your friend? And so maybe you were a little bit protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Which we have to. And that's unapologetically yourself. It's such a great category for you.
100%. And I forget that sometimes. I'm gay. I'm sorry.
I'm just getting that now, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's coming in the.
That just showed up.
Not for me.
That was me saying it just now.
I can
now.
See the levels, and my levels were like flatlining while he was saying that. So,
well, yeah. So, no, we have to.
Responsibility, right?
Have to. We just have to.
With great power
comes,
yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm me and I'm doing the show right now, like, we gotta. I'm thinking, well, let's watch and let's see. Like,
let's take a look and just see.
Have you watched? Like, have you
damage
watched?
Control wise,
her appearance.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you seen?
Oh no.
Okay, no. Not because you didn't know it was even until now that it had happened.
I knew. I knew when it was airing. I knew when it was happening. Mm-hmm. But I know. I've kind of chosen to gracefully sit this one out. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what her experience must have been, because they also probably come in the green room on a show like that. That's like so like mass marketing, and they probably go, "Hey, don't bring up the news." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just so you know, when you're out there. None of this news.
And that was part of it for me.
We got a big audience. And no, it's the censorship. And she's probably thinking, huh?
Right. No, I know. And this is where I, again, question my decision to not at least kind of be there to. Yeah.
Well, let's watch it. I think we should watch it.
Comedian and actress Kate Berlin.
Never would have sat like that.
Can you stop it?
Let's talk about the sitting.
Yeah, immediately.
Can, stop it?
Can we go back to the wide?
Can I?
Never.
Before anything.
Would have sat like that.
Can I say this right away?
Yeah.
She's just out there.
Thank you. Bring
her
on.
There's no entrance. There's no intro. Like, we can't do something funny with that.
Well, they must have been introduced. They must have been like, she just like walks in and just like is sitting there and they're just like, okay, I guess we'll just like start. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think she was there before them? That's the feeling I'm getting, is that she just came and took a chair and probably they had to then push their chairs together.
No, exactly.
Go, okay. I guess like turn the camera on. And it's like, you're actually supposed to go and like, they like, there's a room and they get, you know, give you clothes and all of that, but it seems like she was just sitting there.
Yeah, she it's very good student. I'll give her that.
Right. She being at school before any of the teacher, any like,
yeah,
any,
what should
any,
I do if I've
the principal.
Done my homework? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I you know, just in looking at this wide, I don't want to get too into this, but like, no hat. Like, this is a big deal. You know, like, this is a big deal, and I don't, everyone has their own sense of style. Appearance.
Of course.
This is a formal event.
Of course.
We're not going to, you can't put a fucking hat on? Like, not leaving a lot to the imagination, sort of hairstyle-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's I don't know if you talked with her about this, like in the days leading up to it, John, or like if you knew about it, but like there, even I'm sitting there, if I'm her, I'm already there. I'm looking at that bouquet and I'm at least like having it within like arm's reach to be a hat. You know what I'm saying?
100%. 100%.
Like by the time like they cut away to Meredith and Hoda, by the time they cut back to me,
yes,
I'm wearing that as a hat.
Well, see, and this is where her greenness really kind of shows, is because there are those monitors there. There are those monitors in the room, and you do have the chance to see when they're whip panning back to Kathy Lee and Hoda, and there was that time to put the flowers on as a hat.
And watch what happens, okay? Can we watch... like what actually happens here?
Kate Berlin has
we cut away.
Since she was a
there, that's where
now.
It could have.
We cut back completely.
Yeah,
caught. She is caught.
Yeah,
she's at the prison yard.
Holy shit! I don't have a hat on.
She's inching along the wall at the prison yard, and the spotlight just like fell on her. Caught back to jail.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is
and
like
your whole appearance. And I think, you know, there's good parts, there's bad parts. Your whole appearance is fucked now.
Yes. With all this stuff, we talk about like prep, like good preparation. If you've done it right, it's invisible. Like you cannot see any evidence of the
work. Doesn't show the seams.
That
it's
took
craft.
Place. Exactly.
It's craft.
And here I'm seeing
wires.
So much work. Yes. Yeah. So much work.
I'm seeing a fucking like C stand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see the crafty table. It's like, it's hell.
Mm-hmm. But for
it's
completely
hell.
The wrong project.
Yes.
So much wasted work.
100%.
We're throwing all this food away. The C stand, we're throwing that away as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's creaky.
Mm-hmm.
Creaky C stand.
Really loud.
It's wrecking the sound.
And she's laughing. She's laughing.
To be laughing in this moment. First of all, with everything
that's going
on. This was like
no.
3 weeks ago. Like,
yeah.
With
yeah.
everything that was going on.
At least be very serious and
solemn.
And maybe be crying a little bit about it.
And by the way, we can acknowledge it up top and then get to the laughter. I'm completely okay with there being some sort of laughter, but like I would if
we still
I were
have to
you.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah. I would start with just any sort of solemn acknowledgement.
Or being pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just being really like...
like pissed off.
So pissed.
Yeah.
Clench fist, like holding a fist.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need a second. I'm pissed off right now.
Yeah, kind of a Bill Hicks kind of eruption is what you want.
I wish.
This outfit so I love in
funniest shit.
So fucking funny.
Funniest fucking shit. I
oh my
laugh.
God. Yes.
Sometimes when I at night with everything that's going on, I'll just watch just like a pure escapist kind of Bill Hicks.
Yes. And they couldn't let him live, obviously.
No, they had to get him.
I'm honestly surprised they let him go that long. He had he had to be taken out,
and
I understand for them too. I understand their side of it as well.
They're doing their job. Everybody's the good guy in their own story, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with what everyone did.
Yeah.
Would it kill you to laugh?
Can I just say, can we go back to the to the outfit for a second?
Let's hear this.
I love this in any other context. Literally anywhere else, I'm like, this is like the perfect choice.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great look. Anywhere else but here.
Yes.
Anywhere else, yeah. Emerson Royce bar.
Oh my God, yes.
I can see it there. Yeah.
It would like clear the room in like a good
and that back way, and that back mean? Patio area too. Yes. I think it would just
Yes. Edendale.
You're at Edendale. There's a birthday party near you.
But these dots with the kind of camera that they famously use for this show are causing a lot of people who watch this like medical problems. I just want to say like it's really like disrespectful and dangerous to wear this with the not understanding the camera effects and
she's a menace. She's a menace.
Yeah. No, it's if I didn't know her so well, I would actually assume this was like actively like consciously hostile.
Well, look at her face.
Yeah, yeah. But
she knows.
But well, here's the thing, Hayes. We've had many times working together where I've gone, "Oh, that's going to moire."
Yeah.
"Oh, that shirt's going to moire," you know, and she goes, "What?"
Yeah.
And I have to explain to her.
Wow, so she can't read and she doesn't know anything about
moire.
Well.
She doesn't
know
about
moire.
Yeah.
All right. Concept.
Yeah, bad at science and unable to read.
To laugh alongside her best friend John Early and one very
that was hard
guest
to hear.
That's me.
Can we stop it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can
that was just
stop it.
Okay.
Well, and it's obviously it's hard to hear for us too for a few reasons.
Right.
And what I'll say is best friend is a tier. It's not a person.
Mm-hmm. Thank
right?
you.
It's not a person. It's a tier. And
I'm
you know who taught
tier.
Me that? You know who taught me that?
Who?
My best friend, Mindy Kaling. That's who taught me that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when they say her best friend, John Early, it's like, no,
like,
a member of her best friend tier because you're my best friend.
Thank
and
you.
And so with Mindy, it's like, okay, am I out here? I'm competing with Paul Lieberstein now? And it's like, no, you are collaborating with Paul Lieberstein, like in this tier of Mindy's best friend.
Who's Paul Lieberstein?
Toby.
Wow.
What?
Toby.
What?
Okay, this is interesting.
Toby, are you joking? I feel silly now.
Wait,
I'm like, I'm on the outside.
We'll cut
on
this.
My own show.
We'll cut all of this, but like, it's so funny that earlier I was offered to talk to Maxwell, like talk to a Peacock executive in charge of the menu.
Yeah.
To provide a positive reference for someone who is seeking to get in a category right next to Dunder Mifflin starter pack.
Yes. So obviously Toby's going to be in the Dunder Mifflin starter pack. And I know Kate knows who he is.
Oh.
And I know Kate does because he took over and ran the last six episodes of the show Ghosted. And guess who got added to the main cast?
Kurt. Sorry,
Kurt
Kate.
Berlin.
I always forget there's no R in her first name.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys fix wedding shower games on the pro version, Carl and Hassan discuss some behind the scenes of making a TV show on Carl Calls His Cousin, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with John Early at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk,
you have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your... friends house. So you're going and seeing your
friends. And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving. But they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start. But if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out? Freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy. Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames... thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro,
You have no idea.
I hate to tell you, Mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma. Brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Plays a wildly famous comedian who comes onto my fictional
Just
talk
Kate?
Show
Just
to
Kate?
Reunite with her former comedy partner. Take a look.
I mean, what's that?
Sorry. And you think that was a con? No.
I'm just, we don't have, it's just, I'm like, what the hell?
No, do you think that was a conversation with Meredith? I mean, you were on set with both of them. Do you think that she was like sort of laying groundwork? Could you see that? Like,
well, Kate wrote that intro. I mean, Kate wrote that intro.
I think that is how they do it.
You know,
well, like, take me to like the three of you shooting with Meredith. You're there, obviously, like to like make a special. You're there.
Right. No, I'm there to do work.
Yeah,
you know, and Meredith to me is like
scene
obviously
partner.
On an icon. She's an icon, but like for the purposes of the scene, she's my scene partner. She's She's another.
You can't have her on a pedestal to do the work.
No.
While you're doing the work, it has to be, you know, everyone's an equal. We're all artists.
No, it's literally not safe because of the instability of the pedestal itself. I mean, quite literally.
Yes.
It's very dangerous.
But yeah, no, she was there.
Could fall and kill everyone.
The pedestal smash your foot.
Yeah. There was a lot of sidebarring.
She's pulling Meredith or Meredith. I want to show you. She's like got something on her phone. Meredith,
yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Meredith, you must have seen this by now. You haven't seen this? Oh, watch this. Look at it.
There was lots of that.
Are you seeing it now? Yeah. No, it's happening on the phone. Let me turn the sound on.
And there
were
times.
Okay, now it's almost over.
Meredith was, this is what, you know, this is a struggle in our collaboration. I mean, I really mourn what could have been if we weren't spending basically our entire, like, time with Meredith kind of, like, tiptoeing around the fact that Kate can't read.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that we lose comedically.
Yeah.
When I'm bending over backwards to keep my friend from making a fool of herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just drowning out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's
trying to read or
no,
she's not even trying.
No,
it's a choice.
Okay.
It's a choice she made a long time ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say something about
I just want to be clear on like the mechanics. Did she make the choice to never learn or to forget how to read?
To never learn how to read.
What?
The '80s.
Which is
is the ice a problem?
I'm just marking it.
Okay.
So this is the ice.
Mark
Kevin.
The ice. This is the ice section.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say my one thing? It pertains to reading, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look at the screen that we're stopped on right now, I just have a quick little question about this that maybe Kate should have asked too. The fuck is Jenna? The fuck is Jenna? Because what I see on the screen is the Today Show symbol, the famous rapo.
Yeah.
That's all one color. Lack of diversity. And then it says Hoda and Jenna.
Who Jenna?
The fuck is Jenna?
Yes. So this is
I see Meredith.
And I saw Hoda.
Clear evidence.
I saw Hoda.
Of this person being illiterate. Because if it's me, I'm looking down and I'm looking
at the screen. I'm going, can we get
Jenna.
Some more colors in that rainbow, please? I think it's time to update this.
I look back up. I see, I go like this, Hoda.
Yeah.
And you are.
And then
I'm getting up and I'm looking around. First, I look under my chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go like lift up the curtain. She's got me around there. It says her name right there.
Yeah. No.
I go over to the table where they have all the letters and I start changing the name with the letters on the corner.
And it is physical. It is what people don't understand. That bug.
That's there.
That's there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there. If it were added later,
it would more.
It would more.
Television series that started.
And can I just say,
he's gay.
Real missed opportunity, I think, for not having Kate on this show with Jenna. Because the perfect guest.
Finally make peace.
No, but no baggage at all with like the political stuff.
No.
With Kate, it's just like she didn't even know about that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the blessing and the curse.
Perfect opportunity because everyone else is on here and it's like in their mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, like, war stuff is huge for me.
So that's why I sort of wondered, like, had you known about, you say you did know, but like, had you, like, known that this was happening and been invited, that you would be like, at least like, very interested about the war stuff and asking her like questions about like what was that like.
Well, sometimes I wonder if that's why I didn't go, having known.
Yeah, you did.
I would have had to like I just know like if I have the opportunity to clap back, I'll clap back.
I'm imagining what would be written on the shirt mm-hmm. or possibly, hopefully, the hat that you would wear. And I believe it would be a pretty powerful statement.
Yeah.
And you never shied away from sort of like getting that out there and go like, you can mute what I say, but you're not going to be able to get rid of this. Shoot the war.
She's half Jewish. To their record-breaking blockbuster films, they are arguably the most iconic and influential comedy duo in the history of entertainment.
This
so
is
what
fake,
happened?
Kevin.
Yeah, this
as
is
they
fake.
They tap dance their way into the
but
hearts
she's on
of
the
billions.
News.
Behind the scenes
Kevin.
Was a story of discord, deception, and artificial insemination.
So you make
this
so,
is my problem. Do you hear the two tiers of laughter? There's like the mumble when we return, and then Kate realizes the camera's on her, and then there's a the latter one.
Yes,
yes.
I would never have done that.
It should be
what
a
would
waterfall.
You have,
You should. You should.
Can
be,
we hear
you,
it?
Yeah.
Actually, can we go back, Kevin? And
then
like,
I'll just
we
do
come
it.
In?
Thank
can
you.
We come in with John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was a story of discord, deception, kind of and horror. Artificial insemination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One tier, you heard one single, like not just like moving up and down between these different things, like one tier.
You start and then you lightly cascade.
Yes. One thing, and this isn't a note. This is like something that you could add. You don't have to add this at all. Something that Hoda did that I thought was really nice was show that she heard it and just do a little Arda.
A what?
A little Arda. Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Let's go back. Like a, cause I
yeah,
was,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Arda.
Artificial insemination.
Okay. Laughing at
Arda. Arda. So it's like she heard that. You know what I mean?
Arda. Totally. That is.
You know, and a lot of times. That's professional because sometimes people will do the very last thing they heard of like termination, but she goes, she wants the whole thing. It keeps it in the audience's mind.
Yes.
Yeah. And it, and if I'm in a hosting capacity, I will do that. I'll like fold in a piece of like text
that's what
into
I'm so excited
the laughter.
For your podcast. Yeah.
You don't need to show that you heard it in this case. Like you made it like.
Yeah,
it was
yes, exactly.
It was your it was your idea,
my baby.
I heard, and like that joke was yours, which is weird because Kate in this moment says she's like, "Oh, like laughing at my own joke,
laughing at my own joke,"
and that's her like planting a flag on that joke that everyone
my own
loves.
Joke.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Keep it right here. Keep it right here. Can I talk about this? And I know we talked about this a little bit. The positioning. Look at how far Hoda has to lean.
Mm-hmm.
Just move over and
get
sit with
there.
Them.
Yes.
Move over and sit with them. I'm getting fucking whiplash. The cameraman's cutting back and forth. People are having seizures at home already from your fucking shirt. It's like, go sit with them. Is it a COVID thing? Like, I'm not getting what's happening. They're right next to each other. They're friends. She's gonna hurt her back. She's leaning all the way across her body to talk to you. Fucking
no, thank you.
Kate. You already worked with Meredith. Sit with them.
Her back's already hurting from carrying Jenna.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
No, Hoda is like literally herniating in this moment.
Is she scared of COVID? I mean, is this what it is?
Kate or Hoda?
I don't know. I'm assuming Kate. Hoda's willing to sit right next to Mare.
They were tested. They were tested.
Wow. Wow.
So if we don't trust the tests... Then why do we do them?
Then what do do we not trust?
But that's
science.
Once again, it's like not understanding science.
Well,
like being unable to read. Also, this the relationship to the table is if you
yes, thank you.
Your drink it's completely toxic.
Yeah, it's like
we have to stand up and walk to your drink.
Yes.
You have to stand up and walk
and
over
walk
to your drink every time you want
drink.
To sip.
Yeah.
And if you've done TV, you know it's tiny sips. So you can't you can't just go chug it all. Like, you're going to be back and forth all the time.
Can I just say something? Look at Meredith's. She's fully crossed, which is a class act. I mean, I don't have to explain why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't.
I don't need to.
You don't even have to say that. Like, you don't have to explain why.
To with me,
you don't have to do any.
You never have to tell me that.
Should I go back?
You don't have to go back either.
You don't have to go back to tell me that you didn't mean to mention that. You don't have to explain why.
Yeah.
You don't even have to tell me that.
Then Kevin, mark this.
Okay. Why are you use the mark for the ice?
There's one mark per show.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get, if we need another one, we can like.
Earwolf had extra marks. When we were at Earwolf, yeah. We had multiple marks.
I can borrow one
and
from
we're
the
looking
Zoom customer service. It seems like you have some goodwill with them, Kevin. I don't know. Like, after
don't
like,
take it from next episode. Don't take it from next episode. Next episode's going to be good. So
Meredith's legs are crossed.
Sure.
Kate's are literally constantly in process of being crossed. And it's similar to the moraine quality of the shirt. Mm-hmm. It keeps the audience in a state of like complete agitation, which I think is fully deliberate.
Yeah.
What I interpret this as, and it's good because you know her. I interpret her pose here as she doesn't know you can cross them. She's really holding them together with her hand. She's going, I hope these things don't splay out and come apart. And it's like, hun, if you just cross you know what I mean? You won't even have to think about it, because if your ankle does shoot out wide, like you're apparently afraid it will, it'll just catch on your own opposite calf.
Yeah.
And you'll be safe.
And they're both showing, I mean, like the generosity on display here from Hoda and Meredith of like showing her two different
how
ways.
How it can link up. Exactly.
Hoda's just doing ankles. Then Kate is like
Meredith all the way at the knee. Like, and then Kate's got to squeeze it. And it's like, and then what if you do want your drink? You can't use your hand now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It scared me.
I do take issue also, like if I'm not there, have an empty chair next to her.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Have some sort of
represent
physical
in some
symbol.
Way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No, there should be an empty chair. There should be, I mean, I don't know that we want to go so far as having the whole back wall be your image.
Yeah. And by the
and
way,
like having,
maybe.
No, go ahead.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Okay.
That's what I love in the moment.
A chair, and just kind of like a just in case thing. A chair with like your kind of like, not just a chair with your kind of special like sitting
the imprint of my body.
It,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like your, the kind
with
of thing
various,
that you would need.
All the bolsters and
yes.
The special
the harness. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
The straps.
First of all, Kate, how'd she do?
This one, yeah, unbelievable. One. No. I mean, the acting on you. Really genius, which we knew.
On
by the
you,
way, how did we get
on
you? I still
you.
Can't believe
and
you
actually
agreed
to. Yes.
That's so funny.
I
was
took
like,
that as intentional.
I was like, there's no way that she said that. I actually was blaming myself.
My brain
when I
filled
heard
in the right yes. phrasing.
Oh, I was so excited. My kids couldn't believe that you asked me, which is rather insulting. They went, you? But now they think I'm cool.
Oh, so it's funny that she was insulted by her own kids. That was her. That was for everyone listening. That was Kate laughing at that.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. Yeah.
And by the way, kids hurt my feelings. Kate goes, ha 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 ha.
Children.
And, hey, my kids hurt my feelings yesterday. Oh, that's my cue to laugh. Thanks, Kate. Okay.
This is also something that I find like deeply disturbing, which is Meredith brings up kids. Mm-hmm. She brings up her kids. This is Kate's opportunity if you're a woman on TV,
please,
with that kind of platform.
Please, we talk about this all the time.
Yep.
If kids are invoked, you need to come down on one side. Are you are you family planning? Do you want kids? You know, this Meredith
kids,
opens
kids
the door.
Soon. Have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meredith
or
opens the door.
No.
Yeah, exactly. You can say no. This is not it's either or.
I don't believe in that.
Kate knocks. Meredith opens it, and Kate is like just standing there, and Meredith
just
is like, well, "You came here, like you came to my door."
Yeah,
and you're just like just standing there, and you're like,
and then Kate literally has to put her hand through the threshold of the door and then close it back. It's not even a slam, because it's. Meredith's apartment. So it opens in. And Kate and she just no, it's really sad to me. It's just
it's incredibly sad to disturbing. Me. The word word disturbing that you this to me is Cronenberg.
Yeah.
This is Cronenberg.
It's body horror.
Yeah.
No, this is like this to me is this is queer body horror.
Then you do that scene, and then we're going to do it again, and they change everything on you. Like you're just sitting there,
that's
and they're
how it works.
The dialogue.
And you were a real pro. You really rolled with the punches.
Oh my God! Tell us about it.
Wait, did you hear?
Stop that. Yeah. So, John, you could talk about this. Obviously, you were there.
Yeah.
Is it helpful at all to Meredith to hold her hand and say that she was doing a good job? Like, is that helpful to her to hear that at this stage when she, you know, hopefully potentially will go on to act in more sketch comedy specials?
Right.
You know, with people who are improvising. And then we're going to, for some reason, I guess, like, give a single constructive note
to
this adult woman. I mean, she's an adult. She has kids. She talked about it. You
and
didn't acknowledge it, but she brought it up.
And on a national platform.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, you can keep your niceties backstage. Like,
please. No, this is for people to see. And this is how they learn. It's an opportunity for them to learn. And it's more, I'm sorry, Zoomer bullshit. Where everybody did a great job.
Yeah.
Yes.
No notes. We'll use that.
I also felt really sorry for her when she
Kate's
was
Gen
talking.
Z.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, keep going.
When she was talking about when Meredith was saying, "Oh, like oh, they change everything on you," and Hoda's like, "Oh, that's how it works," and it's like, "No, that's Kate. That's again like this is the Kate experience all over again." It's like. Mm-hmm. If you're working with Kay and John, like you know about this,
yes,
every single piece of you will be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes back to the kind of Cronenberg part
yes.
of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they're swapping out all your mm-hmm. pieces.
It's the ship of pieces.
No, I know.
Is it even the same ship anymore?
The inception.
Yeah. We do improvise a lot. Yeah. John Early.
Don't speak for me. Don't speak for me. I'm sorry. This is what is so like I've avoided
this
watching this
sick.
For a reason. I have I've stayed away from this video for a reason, and I'm happy to do it with you guys here. I love you guys. I love the show.
We can stop.
I love Earwolf.
We can stop.
I love you.
It was a bad idea. We love you know, like we thought. You,
no, I want to keep going. Like, let's do this because I do. Again, I'm taking the opportunity to like learn in front of you guys, like you know, and learn in front of your viewers. But like, you have no right to speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what made me really sick. Throw up about it. Yeah.
Did she say we? What did she say?
She said we improvise a lot.
We improvise a lot.
We improvise
like,
a lot.
You know, if
which if by this... the way, Meredith has introduced it as. You do it, and then she changes everything, and everything changes. Then you have to like use her terminology, so that the audience is not constantly catching up to what's happening.
Yes, yes. If someone tells you who they are, believe them when they tell them who they are.
When they say it.
Say it.
When they yes, and say it back to them, ideally.
Meet them
Say
where,
it back.
Meet
for the
meet
people in the back.
People
believe
where
them for the people
they
in the back
are.
Meet them where they're at when they tell you.
Tell
who
you
they
where
are.
They are, and that exactly.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.